You just think we just, you know, whatever happens, we just shit another player. All right, and everything's going to be perfect. All of our fans think that. You all think that. That's what you write about.
You don't want to be here. There's a specific reason. Not really. You know, I think we did a poor job recruiting. If guys are coming in and immediately walking out the door because it was something different than what they thought it would be. We lied to them during recruiting, or we sold them on a dream that wasn't true.
Yeah, you know, right now we have the atmosphere of a JC softball game. You know, I mean, that's what we are, a JC softball team. As long as, you know, it's not whether you win or lose. It's like the team that wins is the one that has the most fun. You know, that crap like that. You know, all this stuff that's contaminated America, where they give every kid a trophy and they don't keep score in Little League anymore.
Now, that's also a second in the West, baby.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I don't like it. It's the only time we're ever getting excited about second. From now on, it's first, okay?
Winning the SEC probably is harder than winning the national championship. Do you know that?
Well, how about the fucking dogs? That's my language.
Turn that damn jukebox off!
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the Pirate, and the Pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.
Welcome in to the latest episode of that 16-team SEC. I'm your host, Michael Breton. I go by SEC Mike on Twitter, and I'm joined, as always, by my cousin Shane, who goes by Big Orange Vols on Twitter. What are you up to, you big Tennessee homer?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, do you hear it coming, Shane? I hear something a rumbling in the background. Listen up for this. Da 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 da. Oh wait, I hear one more. How about that? It's official. Texas and Oklahoma voted to the SEC here on Thursday, and it was a 14-0 unanimous selection into the SEC. Thoughts on that?
Shocker.
One?
Yeah, shocker there, Mike. Oh, you can hear the ESPN executives laughing right now. They were able to pull it off, boys. You know, this is like something. Somebody started in a break room and said, I'll give you $100 if you could get Oklahoma and Texas in the SEC this time next year. And I just feel like it is on its way. You know, at first it just doesn't feel, it doesn't seem real. You know, I try to remember back when Texas A&M and Missouri joined. And I don't remember. They're just a part of the family. And now I'm trying to wrap my head around seeing Texas play weekly, seeing Oklahoma play weekly. I usually don't see them to the playoffs or when Texas dropped one or something, and we make fun of them. Now we're going to see them every single week. It's huge fan bases, I guess. Do we welcome them to the family now, Mike, or do we wait till they actually show up and start playing conference play?
I'm going to embrace them, Shane, for sure. But at the same time,
okay,
I'm still rooting against them until they're officially in. You know what I mean? Like when Arkansas plays Texas, yeah. I'm going hard for them Razorbacks. And
that's right.
I think that's the only matchup we got this upcoming year between those two and the SEC. And who knows? We'll maybe get them in a bowl game. But yeah, it's you know, they're no longer stepchildren, as you would put it. They're members of the family now, I consider it.
You know, it's kind of weird. It reminds me kind of like with Kirby Smart you know, stuck around for the bowl game. You know, it's like yeah. Georgia fans, they like him, but they don't, you know, they don't want to root too hard because it is Alabama. So that's kind of the vibe we're going to have this season, but it's going to be exciting, man. I mean, just the fallout. I feel like we got two storied programs entering the SEC. So it's two programs that are going to take football serious. And I think that's what matters to me. I'm sure it matters to you and the fans, but you know, it's not somebody that's coming in here just because. These guys are coming in here to compete. And I think that makes everybody better. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited to see how this thing plays out. A couple tweets came out, Brett McMurphy, talking about the 2025, mm-hmm. you know, when this is going to play out, unless the lawyers can square something away, and I'm sure that's going to be a lot of money that the SEC and the ESPN is going to throw at them. Is it crazy for me to predict them being in SEC next year?
No, not at all. And, you know, I think the best example is nearly a week ago, we had no idea this was coming.
Yeah.
And it's like you said, you know, going back to A&M and Missouri, you know, it's a little foggy too for me. That was been about 10 years ago, but mm-hmm. I don't remember it being at the turn of a hat here, you know, and it was just announced. It was more, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Texas A&M, you know, making that decision. And then a couple weeks later, Missouri, you know, because they weren't going to stay at 13. That's just such an odd number. But
yeah,
this thing happened. I mean, the story comes out a week later. They're in the conference. That just lets you know that, you know, they're on the fast track to come into the SEC.
Yeah.
And I really don't think that the SEC, Texas and Oklahoma were going to put this out there if there was a really good chance that they were stuck in the Big 12 for four more years. It doesn't make any sense to me. This move was made so that to get these teams in here and get them in here fast. And that's what's going to happen.
Man, the money that's in play right now, Mike, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, there's so much money being thrown around right now. Yeah, but I love it. I'm here for it, Mike. I like you said, I'm going to embrace the fan base. But, you know, we got to get down there. I have no idea what Texas has. All I know is they got a decent little running back. I don't even know if the quarterback's still there, you know, the one that made the infamous "I'm back."
He's gone, I think.
Is he? Okay. Oklahoma. Boomer Sooner. I was doing research last night on mascots, Mike, because in the back of my mind, I've got this ranking where all the mascots are. Like if they enter an arena, who mm-hmm. walks out, you know? And I was like, what the hell is a Boomer and a Sooner, you know? And then I come to find out it's like two horses. So they're definitely not on the top of my survival list here, but it is nice learning the mascot said, man, we're just going to have so much fun. We're going to have so many great games. The big question, Mike, that came out earlier, and I saw you answer it, so I want to let you tell the listeners, but first game, Oklahoma, first game, Texas, who are they playing?
Well, funny you should ask that because 2022, second week of the season, it's already scheduled. Now, maybe the schedules do get blown up here, but Alabama headed to Texas week two of next season. That's officially on the books, of course, as a non-conference game. So, you know, I'd say just leave that, man. Let Texas get Nick Saban's wrath. And for Oklahoma, man, that's an interesting one. But I'd probably throw them Georgia. Remember that epic Rose Bowl we had? Or maybe LSU.
Yeah, definitely.
Or maybe even, I think Texas A&M, Oklahoma. I think that'd be a hell of a matchup as well.
Yeah, I like that Alabama, Texas. I'd like the Oklahoma. I don't know. I just keep thinking of that Georgia game, like you said, and I think that would be a good – I mean, we got to sell tickets, man. I mean, you're talking about just millions of dollars of revenue coming in the first week of college football when you got those guys in the SEC. I'm pumped up, brother.
And I don't know if you saw it, Shane, but, you know, having a little fun, and this is just a passion. Not only, you know, we're seeing Texas and Oklahoma fans, they're coming in droves to follow us, so we appreciate that. We welcomed into the family here, so to speak, on the official Twitter account. I tweeted out all the helmet picks. And I was, you know, I had my fingers crossed and I don't know what the hell I was thinking, but I was just,
why do you hate Arkansas?
In the back of my mind, the only helmet, and it is ordered. I don't know when it's going to get here. I think it's going to get here tomorrow, but in the back of my mind, I was like, Arkansas fans won't even pay attention. They'll miss this. And it took about 1 minute for about 20 of them to say, What the hell? What did we kick Arkansas out of the league, you son of a bitch? So, hey, as soon as that helmet arrives, it's going front and center for the Razorbacks. But, hey, that goes right back to your point. I mean, these Sooner fans, these Longhorn fans, they're passionate. And don't think for a second that means that anybody currently in the SEC is taking a back seat to any of them. The biggest reaction a lot of people are having was, you wanted the big leagues. Here you go. Like, good luck with this damn schedule. For Texas and Oklahoma, things are about to get significantly more difficult when you're talking strength of schedule. You know what?
I just happened to glaze over there and look, and I'm looking at Rice, and I'm seeing Western Carolina, and I'm like, you know, Kansas. It's definitely going to be an eye-opening event. I made a joke earlier with Matthew McConaughey, but I'm going to tell you, Mike, these guys are going to embrace us quick, and I think they're going to play us hard too. Don't expect these teams to be a pushover by no means. These are storied programs. They got a lot of recruits up there, and if you look at the coaching staffs, man. You know, I mean, they got one of the best coaches up there in Oklahoma, and they've recruited out of the SEC down there in Texas. So these guys know exactly what they're getting into. I guess that's just a couple of things. But I wanted to ask you, Mike, because you're more the insider here. What's next? I know we got another thing coming up where the committee's got to get together. But what are we going to expect next from this now that it's been approved?
Yeah, so what happened on Thursday was the SEC officially voted to extend the invitation to Texas and Oklahoma. And then here on Friday, Texas and Oklahoma will have to decide whether to accept or decline. As if that's going to take more than a second, you know. But I have no idea why it takes a day or two to turn that in. But so that'll be the very next thing. And then, you know, you've seen all this Big 12 suing the ESPN and all this, but you know, I assumed that had a lot to do with ESPN trying to conspire to get Texas and Oklahoma, because now ESPN's got the SEC package. They'll, you know, the big game of the week on CBS is moving to ESPN in a couple years. So
right.
I thought that was involved in that, but it turns out that is more involved with the AAC and ESPN trying to steal the eight remaining Big 12 schools. So, you know, I don't think there's any way that this gets slowed down, like I said, in Texas, or excuse me, the Big 12's got no chance at holding Texas and Oklahoma back based on what I'm hearing.
Okay. So when he talks about the lawyers and stuff, when are we going to know, like, next, like, is this something halfway through the season you expect us to find out, or here in the next couple of weeks that 2022's in play? Because 2025 is the date, but you and me both expect that to move up sooner, and no pun intended.
Well, see, I think the big shoe that will be next to drop, we'll have to just find out what the other conferences have in store. So there's speculation that the Pac-12 and the Big Ten are going to merge. Does something like that happen? Does the ACC add any teams? Do they lose any teams? You know, so it's kind of a wait and see on what happens on all of those.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that the Big 12 teams that are remaining, none of them are that attractive. Here at the Pac-12, they had their media days this week. And apparently everybody, you know, that's the hot topic right now. Texas and Oklahoma making the move. What's our move? The Pac-12 commissioner said they will look to expand. But at the same time, he said, you know, they're not going to just pick anybody. And word on the street from people there says they have no desire to add any of these Big 12 teams. So I don't know what's going to happen next, but I think the real issue is the Big 12 even going to exist? Because if they don't exist, they can't be suing anybody. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. That's what you do. I think that's what happens is I think a few of these guys are going to get poached. And I'm just wondering what the next move is. I'm wondering if, you know, because you look at conferences like Big 10, you know, they're not ones to sit around. They want to compete with the SEC. I'm expecting something from them. Have you heard anything about them approaching two other schools or anything like that?
Yeah. So the rumor is that because of their alliance with the Pac-12 and the Rose Bowl, they send their champions to meet in the Rose Bowl if they're not in the college football playoff. Apparently, those two are considering, I don't want to call it a merger, but I think it'll be somewhat of an alliance between those two. So I think they're doing that in part so that they don't get their teams poached. Right. And, you know, and it kind of strengthens them, and they don't have to take on schools that maybe, you know, doesn't add value to either one. And I think that might be a smart play. And so I think that's where we're headed. I think the Pac-12, the Big Ten, the SEC, and I think the real question mark is the ACC, because will Clemson stick it out there? Florida State, the president of Florida State has come out today and said, we're committed to the ACC. And then he said, but we're also committed to ensuring our future. So so basically he said, if SEC or whoever, if you want us, you know, we'll listen. So I don't know if the SEC, I know certainly the Florida Gators would probably be against that. So I don't think that'll happen, but they're basically flirting with the SEC right now. So I think it's the SEC's move to make.
Wait. So you think, let me ask you, because I thought like 16 seems like a good number.
Right.
You don't expect more to join the SEC, do you?
I do not.
Okay.
However, if they can somehow, you know, if anything happens, like I'm saying, with the ACC.
Right.
Maybe a team or two leaves. I think they're going to pick up that phone real quick and say, Clemson, you got an offer. You know, and I don't think there's many that they would take. I think they'd take Clemson. I think they would maybe take Virginia Tech. Mm. I think maybe they take North Carolina. But again, I'm completely speculating. I don't know if any of those schools want any part of the SEC. But, well, I assume I could tell you Virginia Tech probably would in a heartbeat. But I don't know about the others.
Yeah, no, I don't either. They got a sweet thing going on over there, you know.
Right.
So, but eventually, I think they're gonna get lost, because if you've got a couple of two-loss SEC teams now, how do you let Clemson in, especially a one-loss Clemson? It just I don't see it ever happening. So I don't know. I think 16 is a perfect number, and I hope it doesn't go past that. Actually, I thought 14 was a great number, but you know what? 16, I'm convinced. But 18, I don't know about that one. 18 seems like it's just too many.
Well, and I also think Texas and Oklahoma are just too good to pass up. I mean, you're talking two of the best fan bases, I believe they're both in the top 10 all-time wins.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got rabid fan bases. They've got huge alumni bases. I know Texas has been down a little bit here lately, but hell, those fans care about football. So it just makes all the sense in the world. You know what?
Yeah. Well, it's been a wild week, Mike. I thought we'd be excited. The kids are starting to make it back to the campuses, and we're like, not so fast, my friend. We got a conference realignment. So this is some crazy news. And I'm sure you're going to keep us posted. If you're not following us, you know, Twitter, That SEC Podcast, YouTube, same handle, everything. As soon as we get content, we do like to put it out there for you. You know, we wanted to do this little pod, just kind of let everybody know that, you know, what's going on.
Yeah, and last thing before we hop off here, Shane, this was hilarious. Old Steve Spurrier, you know, he's no longer coaching, obviously, but he still got the zingers in him. He was asked about Texas and Oklahoma. Let's kick it over to the head ball coach.
What do you think about Texas and Oklahoma on the doorstep of joining the SEC?
Josh, I do a little podcast here in Gainesville. We talked about it the other day. And here's what I said. I said, well, Texas, I can understand Texas jumping over. They get to play Texas A&M again. They can't win the Big 12 anyway. I think they've only won two in the last 30 years or so. What is it? Do you know the stats on that?
I don't off the top of my head, no.
I can see Texas jumping over, more money, play to A&M, this, that, and the other. But I'm sort of surprised Oklahoma. They are the champion of the Big 12. I mean, they win it almost every year. They won, what, four or five in a row, something like that? And I just don't think they're going to come over to the SEC and win with any regularity the way they win the Big 12. So I just – their fans, they may say, yeah, now we can beat Alabama and LSU and all these dudes. It may not happen like that.
Oh, damn, Steve. Still got it, man. Still got it, man.
Oh, man, he's the greatest for a reason. I have no idea what in the hell the SEC network is thinking. I mean, why do they not hire this man, even if he just shows up one day a week to just come in and share his thoughts on the week that just was? I mean, I think they're missing out. You know what? And, oh, hey, one other thing. I just thought this was kind of neat, Shane. Great news for LSU. I mean, we're gearing up for the season. We're getting fired up. I certainly hope that many LSU fans, that any of them that can make the trip, make it to the Rose Bowl week one in Pasadena. UCLA just announced today, for the first time ever, they are opening alcohol sales for UCLA football. And I'm telling them to stock up, brother, because we know LSU, if they're coming to town, they're gonna run that well dry. You know what?
That's right. They're all like, Vanderbilt made how much? Roll them kegs up. Here come the Tigers, baby.
All right, Shane. Well, that's going to do it. We're going to keep it short. Just wanted to get this out there and let everybody know Oklahoma, Texas, finally official. They're coming to the SEC. We got a 16-team league, and I just realized I got to order some new beer koozies. So, hey, man, it's going to be a great season, and yeah, the best is yet to come. You know what?
Ain't that the truth? Never a dull moment in the SEC. So 2021's already shaping up to be a wild year, Mike, and I'm excited, brother.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you hopping on the line. I appreciate each and every one of you for hanging out. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Go Balls.